The number one line most abused by psychologists. That's what I am to you, aren't I, Quincy? A very interesting case study. Something you can write up for the American Society of Shrinks, otherwise known as ASS, later on in the year. Shut up, Rainey. Oh, good comeback. Quincy frowned angrily. Then he shocked them both by striding forward and grabbing her arms. Brute force, she whispered, and her lips parted. He saw something dark come into her eyes. It's what you want, isn't it? He countered levelly. A pattern you recognize, a way to bring me down to the level you think you deserve. If you can keep it physical, then you'll never have to feel, right? She stared at him mutinously. He brought her even closer, until her lips were a mere inch from his. Let me go, she muttered. You're only going to leave here to pace your house all night long. You're terrified of sleep. You're terrified of nightmares. You want them to end, but you still won't do what it takes to make them go away. Let go of my arms, or you'll never sing baritone in the church choir again. Talk to me, Rainey. I want to listen. I might even understand. She shuddered in his arms. He saw the conflict in her eyes again. Some part of her wanted to talk. Some strong, fierce part of her took good care of herself, even in spite of herself. But he also saw the layers of fear and doubt and confusion, years of baggage, accumulated every time her mother opened a fresh bottle and turned on her daughter with an open fist. Her face shuddered. One moment he thought he might be on the brink of discovery. The next, she was gone. Her jaw settled, her eyes went flat, and he knew the battle was over. He released her. She stepped back, shaking out her arms. Not bad, she drawled with a clear edge in her voice. I wouldn't have picked you for a tough guy, soup spag. Quincy didn't bother with a reply. She had retreated behind her brittle shell. From here on out, all he'd get from her would be attitude. Her mother had taught her well. I'm leaving, she said defiantly. Good night, Rainey. She faltered, then scowled. You can't stop me. Sweet dreams, Rainey. Son of a bitch, she told him flatly, and stalked to the door. She opened it with more force than necessary. He didn't interfere. She slammed it behind her. He didn't move.